Hey, hey.
Welcome back to the Whoa, That's Good podcast.
Is
this the copycat game?
Yep, it is.
Gotcha.
The cat copy game.
This is just a bonus episode where Christian and I are going to read y'all's DMs that you send in with some of the questions that you ask. And we love it because y'all have some deep questions.
Keep us on our toes.
Yeah, I'm not saying that we can answer it the way that a professional at this would answer it, but we're going to answer it like a friend would and just talk to y'all through some stuff that some people are struggling with. And so the first DM that I am going to read, I will not name names because we're not going to expose anybody on the Whoa, That's Good podcast.
Whoa, that would not be good.
That would be bad. But I love this. It says, anytime I'm going through a hard time, everyone says, go to the Word. I love that. And I want to do that. And I'm so desperately want to hear the Lord, but I have no idea where to begin. There's so many different books in the Bible, and I'm absolutely clueless on where to start. I just so desperately need to hear from God right now. I love this vulnerability and kind of what you shared. It's like everybody gives you this great advice, go to the Word, which is true.
Yeah.
But if you are like, where in the world do I go in the Word? That would be really confusing.
Yeah.
So I would just encourage you with, think about maybe what you're going through. What do you need to hear the Lord in? Is it having more faith? Well, then maybe type in Google who in the Bible had a lot of faith. And
for me,
I can know right off the top of my head, Abraham really had to walk through faith. There's a lot of things Abraham was not great at, but one thing he had was faith and that carried him going. Joshua had a lot of faith, you know, and I'm sure Google will take you to those places with who in the Bible. Me and Christian do that a lot. We'll type in like scriptures on this. But I encourage you, don't just read one scripture, but read an entire book or read an entire storyline, because it's in those moments that you really get to see the whole character of God.
Yeah.
You know, it takes it off this like self mindset of like, I just want to get a scripture to help myself. It's like, no, I need to understand who God is, because ultimately that helps who I am as a person. So I would just encourage you, think about it like a big picture of the storyline in the Bible and not just individual verses. And that'll really help you hear the heart of God.
Yeah, that's so good. And I know for me, you know, when I just want to get in the scriptures, one of my favorite places always to go to, and it always leads me back there, is just, it's just the Gospels, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I think it's so awesome when you get to read something that portrays so accurately the life of Jesus, who, you know, we worship and who changed every part about us. And I know for me, I love John, but I think the Gospels are a perfect place to turn to going through anything, honestly, because it teaches you so much just on every aspect of life. And it really, Jesus shows you how to live life through those books. So for me, I love the Gospels, and I can't point someone but to a better book.
Yeah, I would say the Gospels for sure. I mean, that's all time. That's Jesus. You know, go to Jesus, read the Gospels. If you need like individual things, like I said, on faith, like maybe that's Abraham or courage, that's Joshua, or staying steadfast, that would be Daniel. These different types of people in the Old Testament. And then also, if you need some like life advice, Proverbs, or in the New Testament, there's Philippians and there's Ephesians, the different books that Paul would write to the New Testament church to give advice. And so those are super, super helpful. Those are Whoa, That's Good books.
Yeah, Romans is in there,
yes,
too.
All right, the next question is totally different. It's about relationships. And basically, they're going through a long-distance relationship. And she says, what advice can you give us, and especially me, in guarding my heart, but allowing him to know me to a deep level while we're apart? Long-distance is super hard, and I would love for some wisdom on how to do it well. Well, for those of you who don't know, Christian and I literally were long-distance our whole relationship
until
we got married. And then the Lord was like, I'm going to just do y'all something else. I'm going to put y'all in quarantine together.
So here we are in quarantine. We're the furthest from long distance.
Yeah,
right
now we're
actually being stuck
like glue.
Stuck like glue.
Song break.
Stuck like glue. It's a line full of sugar.
We did. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Christian's laughing at his own joke now.
Sugarland.
Okay, this is a deep
question. And we're about to speak into it.
Okay, so they're talking about long distance and just the pain of that. And just so you know, like, long distance is hard. We're not saying that it's not. We're laughing because we made it through it. But at the same time, you asked about how to go to a deeper level in long distance. And honestly, I can't think of a better way to get to a heart level conversation than a little
distance.
On
long distance, yeah.
I mean, some of Christian and I's best talks were over FaceTime and
for 3 hours.
Late night over the phone conversations. And I think it's good, because I know you mentioned that y'all been maybe dating for a while or something, but I think, you know, when you're dating and you're together, there is this physical temptation, right?
Yeah.
You know, you can just start kissing or like getting distracted by your cuteness. And that's, you know, okay, under, you know,
the umbrella of
purity and wisdom and all of those things in the Bible, speaking of good advice from the Bible and God's perfect plan. But when you're not together and you just have this communication, it can be a really beautiful time to just talk
yeah.
and to just hear each other's voice. And I'm not saying don't do that when you're in person. I encourage you when you're in person to have those really deep conversations, because you want to save some of those for when you're right in front of each other. But there's a blessing to being over the telephone and mm-hmm. getting to really chat. And there's also like a fun aspect of
yeah.
it. Like ask each
yeah.
other this silly like 20 question game questions, you know? Y'all, we all grew up at camp around here. We are camp kids. We love camp, love a good camp game, camp song. All of it is so fun. Summers at camp are definitely awesome. And my kids are too young for camp, so I got to have some other things to entertain them. And KiwiCo is a great way to bring camp right to your door. Some of the fun of camp, at least. KiwiCo delivers some seriously fun learning games for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. Every month, kids receive crates packed with projects and items to help them explore science, technology, and art in ways that will capture their attention no matter what their age. So I mentioned our love for camp. My mom actually was the craft director at camp all my life. And so she was always doing new crafts and teaching us crafts and led all the kids in that. And so it really is fun to get to do some crafts with the kids at home, especially with KiwiCo, because they always have an educational element to them for no matter what age your kids are. So even Honey, the little crafts that KiwiCo has sent are great because it's teaching her things that I might not necessarily think to teach her at this age, but through a fun way, it helps her. KiwiCo will help you engage your child's natural curiosity and encourage them to be an innovator and creative thinker. They'll learn new skills and new connections and build the confidence that they need to navigate through the world. We have loved watching Honey and Haven grow and learn, and thankfully, KiwiCo has made it so much fun along the journey. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends. And just get to know each other for who y'all are a little bit better. And I encourage everybody in relationships, whether you're long distance, whether you're together, mm-hmm. truly ask each other the deep questions. Ask each other the hard questions if that's somebody that you're considering spending your life with, because knowing each other is just equivalent to either loving each other more or knowing that they're not right for you.
Yeah.
And Christian and I couldn't be more thankful for those mm-hmm. hard questions at the time, because now I feel like we have so much fun in our marriage because we know each other. We know each other fully. We're not hiding in our past. We're not searching back to our past. We're not having to have some of those conversations now that we're married that we could have and did have while we were dating. So mm-hmm. I just encourage you to get on that deep level through y'all's communication.
Yeah, that's so good. For us, I know that being long distance and talking on the telephone really made us closer. I know that it forced us to have conversations because, like you said, you know, when you're in person, you know, you can maybe do things and go to a movie or go to dinner and do stuff like that. And I think that those are awesome things, but sometimes it maybe can create less of like a conversation maybe between us. I know for us, when we were talking on the phone for an hour or 3 hours every night, it forced us to have conversations and it really helped us to get to know each other.
Yeah, so good, babe. On the topic of relationships, somebody else said that her and her boyfriend had just recently given their life to Christ. And now they're kind of going to church together and getting to know the Lord better together. And they asked if we had any devos that we love or any books. And we like love reading books together when we were dating. Single Dating, Engaged, Married yeah. was a book we read. Love That Last mm-hmm. was a book we read.
That was a great book.
So yeah. Single Dating, Engaged, Married is Ben Stewart. Love That Last was Jefferson Bethke.
Yeah,
we listened to the relationship series by Mike Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're actually going through this She Reads Truth and He Reads Truth. It's the Promises of God devotional, but there's like so many devotionals that they've done.
Yeah.
And that's really cool because you're reading the same thing and just getting so much out of it individually and together. And I think that's a great thing to do as a couple.
That's awesome. And something I know that really impacted me and really helped me when we first started dating, we did the Proverbs a Day. Remember
yes.
that? Yeah, we did Proverbs a Day. So we would, it's like for the first day it was Proverbs 1, and we would send to each other what we learned from it and what we felt like the Lord was speaking to us and teaching us through it. We
yeah.
did it all the way through
and
Proverbs
31.
And
it's really crazy because I had put on my list of things I wanted to find in a husband somebody who would finish the Proverbs challenge with me. And it's so funny because that was kind of my thing. I would do that with if I started dating a guy and we'd always drop off at like 7 or 8. Yeah.
And I made it a 31.
And I was like, well, hey, I guess I'm your Proverbs 31 woman. She is clothed in strength and dignity.
And now we're married. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, true story. Somebody actually asked a circle back question to when we talked about eating disorders, and they said, how did you get over it? Like, how did you come through that? And how did you tell yourself it's okay to eat again? Honestly, for me, I got the main voice out of my life that I needed to get out, who was kind of speaking over me, that insecurity. But then also, I just stopped thinking about those things so much. I kept giving it to God. I remember asking God, this is a funny prayer, but I was like, God, build a wall around my mind like mm-hmm. the wall of Jericho and do not let it fall unless it is your command that it comes in. Like, I mean, I just got serious about my thought life and just started eating. Like, just started saying, like, God, I thank you for my body. I'm free in this body. You gave me this body for its purpose, not for how it looks. And just started to view my body as like the gift that it was, that my legs can run and that my arms can move and that I can dance and be free and not so much about what it looked like. And that was huge. But I think the first thing was just getting the voice out.
Yeah, that's good. Definitely getting the voice out for sure. Yeah. And I know surrounding yourself with people that encourage you and speak life into you and going out to dinner with your friends. I know mm-hmm. that was something that helped me rather than isolating myself in my own house with my own kitchen and cooking whatever I wanted to. But really getting out for me was what helped me a lot.
Yeah, I would just say, like, we're not talking about, like, starting stuff with people that are like, you look good, like, you're beautiful. No, like, starting stuff with people who are, like, aren't thinking about you that much and you're not thinking about yourself that much.
That's
like,
good.
Not focus on what you look like, but focus on who you are.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most important thing.
That's good.
So somebody says, and this is kind of the last one we'll talk about. They said, not sure if you'll see this. I love how y'all started with this. But it says,
but we're seeing it.
We're seeing it, girl. It says, but what's your advice on someone whose best friend has replaced you in their life with someone else and they have become almost non-existent in your life? I would just say, first of all, like, that is so hard. And so you know, we're sitting here and we can give advice, but at the same time, like, that is hard, and we're not going to act like it's not. That actually happened to me in high school. I had this best friend, and I love her to death. But I, you know, started getting busy in my own life, and then she had another best friend, and I just kind of saw that replacement. And I remember struggling with that and wanting and fighting, you know, to get that friendship back. And to be honest with you, it didn't ever get back to the way that it was before. But I will say this, God is so good. And her and that girl are still friends, and God provided me with so many other amazing friends. And me and her still talk every now and then, and I will always love her so much. But I kind of had to let go of the idea that it was going to be back to the way before and just leave my hands open and say, God, what do you have for me now? You know? And God just brought new people in my life, and they don't replace her. They never will, but they're their own friendship with me. And now I have those best friends, and those best friends ended up being bridesmaids, and they're walking with me. And it was just so awesome. And so I think, you know, when you can stop looking back at the past, even though you can be thankful for the past, but be open to the future of new people and new friendships, it'll free you up. And don't compare the new people to the old people. It's not going to be the same. They're going to make new memories. You're going to do different things, but just let it be new and let that be okay. And I think that'll help you a lot. And I know it's hard, and I know it's sad and frustrating, and but also don't let yourself become bitter towards them. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing I would say, too.
You don't want to form resentment.
You don't want to form resentment. It's not good. The Bible talks about forgiving 70 times 7. You don't want to harbor bitterness in your heart, because then you can't let love in your heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're able to cheer your old best friend on and her new best friendship, that's such a mature thing to do, and it'll bless you in the long run. Like, I'm so glad that I still have some sort of relationship with my old best friend, because I love her and I always will, and we can laugh at the memories that we had. And I would hate to think that I would hold us back from having any type of relationship.
Yeah, that's so good.
Have anything to add, babe?
I think exactly what you said. I think, you know, new friends will come along, and don't, you know, compare that to what was, and really just not letting yourself, you know, form a resentment in your heart and maybe wanting to get back at her by showing off your new best friend or something like that. But really just seeing what God has for you in this new season, like you said, cheering your friend on, I think that's huge. And I think that really shows maturity.
Yep. All right, since we're going stronger now, let's do one more.
All right, let's do one more.
I think
more.
This one's really good. It talks about their relationship with God, and it's kind of like a relationship question, but it's kind of more like a Jesus question. They're talking about how, like, they want to just be content with dating God in this season, if you will. Like, she craves a boyfriend so badly, but she wishes she was just content with being with God. And so she says, how do you achieve just being satisfied by being loved by God and not being loved by a guy? And I would just say, you know, as hard as that is, and as much as you crave it, it is necessary that you are loved by God and understand you're loved by God before you ever even welcome a guy into your life. Mm-hmm. Because when a guy comes into your life, if you don't know that you're loved, you're not going to be able to receive love from him. You know, you'll be jealous, you'll be insecure, you won't believe it, you'll have trust, you know, all these different things, you'll be striving. And sometimes it works out, you know, I guess, but for me, what I've found is you won't find that contentment unless you find it in God first. Mm-hmm. And so in
this, and that goes for any season. Yeah, that goes for dating, engagement, marriage. I know we talk about that all the time.
Even in our marriage, if I'm not content and satisfied in the love that I have from the Lord,
I'll
then
I'll never be able to give that to you.
No, I won't. Yeah. I won't even accept it or see it or recognize it, because I'll be so in my head, and vice versa. Christian would too. It goes for guys and girls.
It goes for guys and girls.
And that's whatever season of life we're in, knowing that you're loved by God and understanding that and embracing that. The only way you can know that is to build a confidence in your relationship with him. Like, that is going to be the thing that frees you up to live your life and be a confident person and be someone who is good in relationships and in friendships and in all those different things. So I think it's crucial you take this time and let yourself be loved by God and understand the depth of his love. It's a crazy love.
It's a crazy love.
It's a crazy love. Well, we love you guys.
We love you guys.
We're so thankful to get to have a little bonus episode to answer some of your DMs. Keep sending them in. We love them, whether they're fun or silly or goofy.
Or deep or serious.
Or whatever. You know? So to end this, you know, we normally do like good and bad advice, but that's kind of on our regular episodes. But Christian, let's just tell them some quarantine advice we've been doing lately, because I know you've been loving sharing.
Some quarantine advice?
Like, what's some fun things to do in quarantine?
So some fun things.
How about quarantine wins?
Okay, quarantine wins. Watch the show Chopped.
Chopped is so good, y'all.
Chopped is so good. And it's so fun for me and Sadie because we'll, like, make food. And we can both, like, really emulate what the judges say. Like, I'll never forget, we were watching it the other day, and this guy cooked something, and the judge was like, this is a really buttoned-up dish, but it just didn't really sit well on my palate, but it was very savory. And we're like...
So I'll literally make her in a smoothie. He's like, it was a very buttoned-up smoothie, but the colors of the blend was a little off to me.
Yeah, yeah. So that, and then we've also just been getting out and just exercising, whether it's just some jumping jacks or some push-ups or just whatever.
It's been fun.
It's been fun, yeah. Lay outside. We've been...
Oh, we've been tanning in the back of Christian's truck.
We've been tanning in my truck bed a little bit. But we've just been really spending some quality time with each other, and it's been awesome.
Go have fun, kids.
We love y'all.
Bye. Love you, kids.
Love you, kids.